Welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. Had to turn my volume up there. Glad you're here. Let me tell you, you better listen to this episode because I think it is going to be excellent, magical, inspirational. What else can I come up with? All right. Now, when you're like ready to experience something that is, as I just said, pretty magical. When we're talking about whiskey and cigars or spirits and cigars, you can consider this combination. Now, I am bringing today one that I keep seeing around all over the place. Everybody seems to want it, and they love posting their pictures when they get it. E.H. Taylor, small batch. And I am pairing that with, for those of you on the audio, I'm holding these up so the live streamers can see. You need to be watching for when I live stream. It's a show. The Davidoff Nicaragua Robusto. I think this is going to be, it's going to be an excellent combination, I am sure. E.H. Taylor is, they're known for their deep flavors and kind of their rich nougat with maybe something like a dried dates or something like that. And along with a real caramely kind of sweetness. Let me turn my camera just a little more. There we go. Kind of got me a little more. Got me a little more centered. and you marry that with a Davidoff Nicaragua, a full-bodied cigar that it should really go well with it offering up the spicy and kind of full essence that the brand is known for. Now, the E.H. Taylor is show the folks on the live stream again. One of these days I'm gonna drop a bottle and it's gonna be you're gonna hear a grown man cry. It is a straight bourbon. This is a small batch, bottled in bond. That's all the rage now. It is from the Sazerac Company, Buffalo Trace Distillery. It's a constant, ongoing release. This is 100 proof, so 50% alcohol by volume. It's a non-age statement. They don't tell you exactly how long they age it. The mash bill is also undisclosed, as so much of the Buffalo Trace stuff is. But it is believed to be mash bill number one. Which is thought to have 10% rye or less, and then the remaining would be corn over 50% and malted barley, typically 10-12% or less. So we're going to go ahead now and glass this up. People over at Buffalo Trace know how to do a cork pop. They also know how to do that sound, too. All right. Got a little, okay. Got a little on my fingers. Let's give it a swirl. And that is just a beautiful, beautiful kind of a light copper color. I mean, it is really gorgeous. Gorgeous in the glass. Bubbles around the rim, kind of indicating the higher proof. Great legs on it. It really clings to the glass well. Now, on the nose. Wow. That is a wonderful, wonderful aroma. I get, first and foremost, I get butterscotch, kind of that creamy, buttery kind of aroma. I mean, you can almost taste it. Then there's caramel, some the aroma of fresh baked bread. There seems to be some light notes of licorice. And raisins. And I was expecting a fairly strong dose of ethanol or alcohol burn. And there's almost none in the nose. I'm very surprised. All right. Let's go ahead and give this a taste. I will tell you, there is a fairly significant amount of alcohol burn on the palate, especially if you then, while you're going through that process, as you're swallowing, breathe out your nose. There's a lot of alcohol burn in the nose like that. Not in the aroma, but in the actual palate. But other than that, you get vanilla that really comes through kind of first. And then you have this sort of complex blend of I get raisins and like charred oak. And you do get quite a bit of black pepper. It's a very, there doesn't seem to be that many things there, but it is very complex when you're drinking it. And you have one more here. And I'm really, trying to focus on the finish. You get a little more vanilla. You get tobacco and kind of a leathery, smooth butteriness, I guess, is how to describe it. And then there is quite a bit more pepper right at the very end of the finish. And the finish is, I'd say it's a medium finish. This is the small batch, and I know that the single barrel is known for an extremely long finish. So I was thinking, this might be something along those lines, but it's not. It is a different offering than the single barrel. The finish is shorter, but it's still significant. It's not a short finish, and you do get, like I said, the vanilla, the tobacco, the leather, and then the pepper right there at the very end. And that's kind of the last thing that hangs on. Sorry. Overall, this is it's an easy to drink bourbon. It offers some very rich flavors that are enjoyable. And they're complex, but not overly complex. It's got a really well-balanced flavor. It's really hard to find a fault in it. I can say that it doesn't wow me. It's really good, but I'm not just like blown out of my chair. I'm not really sure where I was headed with that, but we'll see. All right, now then, on to the Davidoff. This is the Nicaragua Robusto. What'd I do with it? It's around here somewhere. Tubo. I've already taken it out of the tube, but this was a Tubo. The wrapper, filler is Nicaraguan, Estela Ometepe Condega. The binder is Nicaraguan Jalapa, and the wrapper is a Nicaraguan Rosado, and this is a product of the Dominican Republic, even though all of that was Nicaraguan. So, yes, it's a very, like, loud patio day here. And anyway, all right, it is a 5x50 on the ring gauge, and as I said, this is a Robusto. Visually, I will hold this up for those of you at home to take a good look at. Roll that around. It is a really dark brown. It has tight, just barely visible seams. It's minimal veining, but the veining, I really realize I've said this quite a bit over the last few weeks, it's minimal veining, but the veining it has is very pronounced. I can hold that up, you might be able to see. I mean, there's just like one large vein right there in the picture that runs north and south down the stick. But there's just very few veins. They're just the ones that you see. And I think probably the most interesting part is the price of these sticks. Davidoff is known to be the like super premium prices. Is that it has a large, I want to say double cap, but I think I'm now with the light shining on it just right. I think it's triple, but it is very roughly applied at the top. There's actually even a big crease in it, which is kind of unexpected for the price you have to pay for these. But we'll see if it comes off while I'm smoking it. So let's move on. Oh, and I also noticed there is a significant amount of tooth on this, and we may talk some more of that as the show progresses. But on the nose, I get this vanilla, kind of cinnamony creaminess, and that's what you get first. Then I get some notes of leather and black pepper kind of supporting that, and that's really about it. All right, let's give it a cut. Test out the cold draw. And I rookied and didn't take my Cassetti multi-cutter out of the out of its little case before I started. I am going to use my standard V-cut. I do love the ability to either V-cut, guillotine, or punch with this cutter. But I typically use a V. That's just my preferred cut. I like it. Always have. I get a little bit of sweetness on my lips. There's kind of the first thing that I pick up as the sweetness passes is hay, and then some pepper. Some cedar, and I think the kind of the sweetness is more of like a pipe tobacco type sweetness. It's a good cigar. I'm gonna go ahead and deflower it there, and then let's get going. Puts out a significant amount of smoke. Yeah, what I was afraid of. Look at that. Cap is already pulling up. I have a feeling it will be lost by the time we get to the halfway mark. Off the light, I get cashews and brown sugar. Some black pepper, kind of a creamy peanut butter, and a little bit of baking spice. Man, that cap was not applied very well. And there's the end of a stem right at the edge of where I cut it. And then I do get some nice peppery notes on the retro. Let's try them together. Now they do go pretty well together. Hang on, I'm being like Joe Biden here. Kind of the vanilla and the vanilla in the E.H. Taylor and the raisins are kind of blending with the cashews and the peanut butter and the brown sugar on the stick. And it's really creating kind of a sweet and spicy mixture that really kind of marries together really well. I really like this stick. And the E.H. Taylor is it to be 100 proof, and it does have quite a bit of alcohol burn on the palate, but still it's very easy to drink and well balanced, and the cigar is it's a full flavored cigar, so it's strong enough to keep up. That is really good for a Texas spring afternoon. Wonderful day outside. It does seem to be burning rather quickly. Not sure if this is going to be a full 60-minute cigar. This may be more around at this rate, maybe 45 or 50 minutes. But it does have a fairly straight burn line, just a little bit of wave to it, but more of what you would think is, you know, just natural. My only problem with the stick is the cap and the fact that it's got that stem like right where I cut it. I mean, you can feel it hard right there at the end, is what she said. This is one of those pairings that you're gonna be showing off if you're at the cigar lounge smoking a Davidoff and drinking E.H. Taylor, because that's gonna set you back quite a bit. Although I do see I constantly see on my social feeds, whether it's Instagram or Twitter or whatever, people picking up bottles of, you know, like I saw one that got a bottle of E.H. Taylor and is like $69, and I'm like, yeah, why are those never like that when I find them? You're lucky if it's $169. All right, for those of you that are listening on the podcast, I'm going to go ahead and burn this down to the halfway mark and come back and give you an update. And for those of you on the live stream, give me just a second while I put them on hold. Hey, Stoners. I am back. We are here at the half, and I promise nobody was talking about you guys. None of the live stream people were talking. Here at the half, we still have the kind of the pepper and the sweetness on the stick. I think the pepper is probably ramped up a little bit, and it could also be because the combination with it and the higher proof. I said that there really wasn't any alcohol burn on the nose, but there was a pretty heavy dose of alcohol burn on the palate. So that could be some of that coming together between the stick and the spirit. But I'm also getting some notes of cream, a little bit of toffee, and then some kind of a leatheriness. And then I had this kind of, well, maybe some nuts, but it's kind of like peanuts, but it could be, you don't think of peanuts and leather being the same thing, but it's kind of that rich, kind of oily note on the palate. So it could be some peanuts, or it could be some leather, whether you want a sandwich or a saddle. So these are going really well together. The folks that have been on live stream have been listening to me gripe about this. There is a stem right above the cut line where I cut it, and it is hard as a rock, and that side of the cap has come off. Yeah, so I didn't like that. I just noticed. There is a very, very large, those of you on live stream can maybe see it, there is a huge tooth bubble that is about to burst. Yeah, it's going to go. Just need to get the burn just a little bit closer to it and heat it up just a little more. Now, going very well together. I was telling the people on live stream while y'all were on hold that it's a really good cigar. It's not a great cigar. It's got some really, it's not overly complex, but what it does have, it is doing very well. And those notes happen to be what is marrying together with the Colonel E.H. Taylor Small Batch. So, we're doing good. So I'm going to go ahead and burn this down to the band, and then I will come back and give you my final thoughts. Hey, Stoners, I am back. We are down to the band. I'm showing the folks on live stream because they've been on this whole time. In the last half, the pepper continued to kind of ramp up. And it's really almost like a cayenne pepper now. And then I'm also getting maybe some notes of coffee, in this last half, and a little bit of oakiness, maybe, oak and cedar, went very well with the E.H. Taylor. The only real, complaints I had about the stick was it has a stem. I've mentioned this at the half. It has a stem just above my cut line. And that was very sad to me. And that caused the top half of the cap to come off. But other than that, this was a very nice, full-flavored, but easy-smoking cigar that didn't have an enormous amount of different flavors on the palate, but the ones it did have worked very well together and supported and married very well with the E.H. Taylor. The E.H. Taylor, I really liked it a lot. As far as the Buffalo Trace line, all their different, Weller, Blanton, E.H. Taylor, all those different ones, I don't think it is the top of the heap, I still think I've got some of the Wellers I need to try. Like I'm really got a hankering to try the 107, but I wouldn't put it up at the top. Like maybe a, you know, I like Blanton's. Blanton's Weller is really good. I have the Special Reserve. I've got not only a fifth, but a 1.75 that has not had the seal cracked yet. I like Weller a lot. But it is definitely a, yeah, it's a great bourbon. And, you know, I think well worth what, you know, what they asked for it. But. I would give the stick, the Davidoff Nicaragua, I'd give it a 88 out of 100 matchsticks. It's really good. You know, I don't think would make it into my top 10, but still a really good cigar. Like I'd mentioned earlier, you know, you buy a tubo or you buy a five pack to keep in your humidor, you know, special occasion or something like that. It's a really good, very approachable, very smokable cigar. You know, I'm not, you wouldn't want to try and use this as a consistent smoke, because to me then at that point the price point isn't worth what you're getting. But still a very good cigar. The E.H. Taylor, I would give it, and I know I'm probably rambling a little bit, the E.H. Taylor, I'd give it an 88. I'd give it an 88 out of 100 whiskey stones. It's a really good bourbon. I didn't personally, the alcohol burn on the palate wasn't my favorite. I've had some, well, you know, you take like Wild Turkey Rare Breed. That's like 118 proof, 117, something like that. And then I've actually had some that were even higher in the mid-120s that didn't have as much alcohol burn and was a higher proof. But still, a very good bourbon. I think these went very well together. And they would go very well, you know, separately, married to other things. So, there you have it. I hope you have enjoyed this episode as much as I have enjoyed bringing it to you. Please leave me comments. Let me know what you think. If you've tried them, if you haven't tried them, you know, all that kind of stuff. I love hearing from you and you know, getting other people's opinions. Because like I said, for those of you on the podcast, I was talking to the live stream folks about how much this is a individual thing. I may pick up something on a palate or a nose that you don't pick up. So, but it does kind of give you a good general guide. Because if I say it's terrible, you could probably take that to the bank. So, but please hit like, subscribe, share, notify, share the shiznit out of it. The shiznizzle, as Snoop would say, out of it. That's how I grow. I'm seeing a whole lot more people listening live than was listening live 2-3 weeks ago, and I very much appreciate all of you. Please visit our website, sticksandstones.com, sticksandstones.com. There you can read my blog post. Actually, my first blog post this last week on stocks. I'm not a stockbroker, so don't try to just take what I say. Use that as a launching pad for you to go on, you know, and do your own research. But you can also find links to our affiliates. Please support our affiliates. Top of the heap there would be Freedom Fatigues. I am wearing, for those of you on live stream, you can see my olive drab Freedom Fatigues Come and Take It shirt with the Gonzales cannon. Those of you from Texas know the history. So, you know, Gonzales, come and take our cannon. They are veteran owned and operated. So you can support veterans like me and get some great patriotic wear on top of it. Caliber Coffee is another one. I used to own a coffee house, and Caliber Coffee, they have some of the best blends I've ever had. They're 22 caliber, which is their lowest roasting. It's a light roast. That's probably one of the best roasts I've ever had. You can find links to Caliber Coffee and Freedom Fatigues on the front page of our website. Also, True Classic Teas, Total Wine, Cigars International. That's where the cigars and the spirits come from. So I always try and leave a link in the description of the podcast that'll take you straight to that spirit or straight to that cigar so you can order it yourself. And the cigar is easy. You can have it shipped right to your house. And in a whole lot of states, you can have the spirit sent directly to your house. So, and tip-top proper cocktails. If you don't want to have to mix up a cocktail at the end of the day, Tip Top is, they're the best, man. You just pop that open, put it in a glass. You got an old fashioned, you got a margarita, you got an espresso martini, pretty much anything you want. So go see them too. Joe, I see you. Thank you. I am very happy that people like to listen in and enjoy what I do. It makes me feel wonderful. So, until we get to be together again, keep your sticks dry, your stones cold, and have a great day.